This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Desperate Palestinians fleeing Israel's expanding ground offensive crowded into an ever-shrinking area of the Gaza Strip as the Israel-Hamas war entered its third month. The United Nations warned its aid operation is in tatters because no place in the besieged enclave is safe. The Israeli army said Friday that over the past day, its forces had struck about 450 targets in the tiny, densely populated Gaza Strip. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Some of the 200,000 Israelis evacuated from their communities near the borders with Gaza and Lebanon, so they have nowhere to return to after their homes were bombed or burned by Hamas militants on October 7th. They've been living in hotels and guest houses for 2 months now. Linda Gradstein reports from near Jerusalem.
Many fled their homes immediately after the Hamas attack with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Volunteers mobilized to collect and distribute thousands of cartons of clothing, toys, and household items for the evacuee centers. Children have been integrated into local schools, and a nursery school has been opened inside the hotel. One of the teachers says the children seem calmer and happier now, 2 months after the October 7th attack. The Israeli evacuees say they are anxious to move back home, even though they recognize that it may take a long time, if ever, to feel safe in their homes again. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ma'alea Chamisha, Israel.
French President Emmanuel Macron on Friday pledged reconstruction work of the Paris Notre Dame Cathedral would be completed as scheduled and that the cathedral would open within exactly 1 year. After the fire on April 15, 2019, the wooden spire is again part of the Paris skyline since late last month. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin will seek another presidential term, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip on Russia for at least another 6 years, announcing his bid for the presidential election next March that he's all but certain to win. Putin still commands wide support after nearly a quarter century in power, despite starting an immensely costly war in Europe that's taken thousands of his countrymen's lives and provoked repeated attacks inside Russia, including one on the Kremlin itself. Putin announced his decision after Friday's Kremlin award ceremony. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pakistan's caretaker interior minister said on Friday nearly 500,000 Afghans were living in Pakistan without documents have returned home in the past more than 2 months as part of an ongoing crackdown on foreigners living illegally in the country. The expulsions are part of a nationwide campaign by the government in Islamabad that started 2 months ago on Afghans who are in Pakistan without papers or proper documentation. Pakistan insists the campaign is not against Afghans specifically, though they make up the most of the foreigners in the country. As sportswear rivals jockey for position ahead of next year's Paris Olympics, Adidas is aiming to stamp its brand on smaller events, Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
BMX will be among street sports to take center stage at next year's Paris Olympics. It's part of a move by organizers to attract younger fans to the games. And German sportswear giant Adidas sees an opportunity. It all marks a big change in strategy, driven by chief executive Bjorn Gulden. He says it was stupid to focus on just four or five sports, and he's looking for a new strategy after the brand's acrimonious split with Ye. The artist formerly known as Kanye West had helped drive sales for Adidas with his profitable line of Yeezy shoes.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is under pressure to explain why Britain has paid Rwanda £240 million or $300 million as part of a blocked asylum plan. The total is almost twice the £140 million Britain previously said it had paid, all without a single person being sent to the East African country. Under the agreement, migrants who reach Britain across the English Channel would be sent on a one-way trip to Rwanda. Last month, Britain's Supreme Court ruled the plan illegal, but Sunak has pledged to press on. The British government said it paid a further £100 million to Rwanda in the 2023-24 fiscal financial year. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.